Hello and welcome to a podcast from betfairtradingcommunity.com. We're going to call this podcast Betfair Trading Strategies. And today I'm actually going to talk about a way you can improve your Betfair trading strategies where you don't even need to be on a PC, because we are actually going to be talking today about fitness. I'm going to be talking about fitness, why you should get fit if you're not, why it will actually help you in your trading to get your fitness level up. Now, you don't necessarily need to go and be, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day or anything like that, but there's real benefits to this. So we're going to get to those and we're going to go through those today. If you haven't already subscribed, make sure you subscribe. Then you get notified of these podcasts, because I get a lot of people and they say to me, "Oh, Martin, you know, what about this? This topic interests me. What about, you know, I don't know, trading and live trading and stuff like that?" And I say, "Well, why don't you subscribe to the channel? Then you would get notified every time that pops up. And obviously, you know, I can send you the links as well." I'm really interested in fitness. I'm really interested in staying healthy when you're trading. My wife said something to me a couple of years ago that's really stuck with me. You know, she just had kids and stuff, and she kind of got a little bit more overweight than she was. And she said, and she went to these kind of fitness classes that were like real intense ones, right? You know, there's really intense ones. And I was like, my God, you know, she's got a young kid, she's tired all the time, like she's working. I don't know how she does all this. And I said to her, "Why don't you just rest? You could rest." I said, "You know, things are fine now." And she said to me, "Martin, I'm not doing this for now. I'm doing this for the future. I'm doing this for my 50s, 60s and 70s. I'm not doing this for my 40s. And I thought that was really interesting, right? I thought that was a really good way to think about this stuff. And look, if we want to trade, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't really want to retire from trading young. I want to keep going. I love what I do. And so I want to be able to keep my mind healthy. I want to be able to keep my mind free of illness and things like that, or at least give myself a chance at that, as big a chance of that as possible. And so I think that fitness and health is really a big way to do that. And again, the reason I'm doing this topic is that I don't hear this topic discussed by Betfair traders. I don't hear it discussed outside of Betfair trading community. Now, I know that we've run a fitness thread and we've got people who are really into fitness on the forum, but I don't hear this discussed. And it really does help you in your trading. I'm going to explain how in a bit. But I'm going to start with a story I heard from a guy called Gabe Kaplan. He used to present a show called High Stakes Poker. And as I say quite a lot, I often compare poker and Betfair trading because they're very similar disciplines. They're kind of the two disciplines of gambling, if you will, where you can actually use an edge to make money. You're not just going on a roulette wheel where you know the odds are stacked against you. So I always think the two are quite interesting to compare. And he was actually making a really interesting point where he said, if you notice, at the really high stakes level, you know, the best poker players in the world, you know, they're not the tables. They're going to be the quietest tables in the room. They're not the tables where everyone's shouting and hollering, having to go at each other, getting angry. And he said the reason for this is that the best poker players have to have their emotions in check when they go to the table. And I thought about this in terms of Betfair trading. So I was thinking about the best Betfair traders I know. Obviously, Ryan, Adam, Khan, Peter Webb, Richard Footer on the cricket. And I thought, wow, all of these traders are actually quite mild-mannered people. They, you know, especially when they're talking about Betfair trading and when they're getting into Betfair trading. And what I love is that they don't get particularly emotional. You know, they don't change their trading plans. They don't go on tilt. They don't chase losses. And I thought, actually, it's really important that we keep our minds healthy in this way so that we can do that. And I thought that was really interesting. And I looked at the top traders and I went, well, okay, me, Ryan, Adam, we all work out, we all go to the gym, I try and go 4 or 5 times a week. We're all keeping ourselves healthy, okay? I thought, Khan, well, he's in the armed forces. I mean, my God, you know, thank you for your service, Khan. And also, what I'd love to say here is that he's going to have fitness, right? You know, even if he did nothing since he left, he'd probably still outrun me. Now, what's interesting here, Peter Webb, again, you know, he's not a big guy, is he? He's lean, he's fit, he's healthy, and he has a healthy mind. And they all have really healthy minds. And, you know, we're all getting older, right? This is kind of we're kind of the first generation of Betfair traders, and some of them are like the godfathers of Betfair trader, like Peter Webb, like Richard Footer, like Khan. And you see those guys, and you go, okay, cool. And they've still got, their minds are as sharp as ever. You know, you see the content they do. I mean, you see the videos they release, and, you know, Richard Footer, he doesn't do any of that stuff. He just tipped a 1.2 lay winner in the India-England test match, right? So you've got incredible mindset, and fitness seems to be a theme, right? Because it would be so easy for people sat in front of their computers all day, like myself, to just put on 2, 3, 4, 5 stone, right? And it's all, we've all had it happen to us at times. I've had it happen to me. I realized I needed to sort myself out. So it's really simple to do that. And it's really important that we make sure that that doesn't happen, because it will influence us as a trader. You know, why can you get so unfit as a trader? Well, we're sitting in our desk chair for hours on end, right? Sitting in our chair for hours. That's obviously not particularly healthy. You're at home. I don't have an office, right? Me, Ryan and Adam, we don't have offices, do we? Well, we do. They're at our house. We literally work from our homes. So the fridge is there. Think about it. The fridge is right there. In fact, I used to work at Comet. Do you remember Comet, guys? Some of you remember from a certain age. And one of the big sellers there was those mini fridges. It seemed at the time like everyone was just buying those mini fridges. There'd be like Coca-Cola ones, there'd be like Budweiser ones, whatever. So if you got one of those in your trading room, I mean, my God, you know, unless you're stacking that with healthy stuff, it's not good. So the fridge is going to be right there. So you've got a couple of options, right? Because it's too easy to access and get the food and get your week's food. You can either not stock it with that stuff, which is probably the option I choose, because I'm very, very addicted to bad foods. So if it's there, I'm going to eat it. But if it's not there, I can't eat it. And the other option, obviously, is to just keep it away from you. One option that I know some people use, which I think is quite a good idea, is they give their partner a lockbox and say, put this stuff in here, and you know, this treat's for later. I don't want to just have it in front of me. Because look, let's face it, a lot of us out there, you'll be similar to me, where, you know, if there's a pack of Skips and there's like 6 packs and it's sitting right there and that's all there is, I might eat that in the day. You know, and that is not a good thing, and that is not a good place to be. You know, we spend a lot of time indoors when we're traders. We spend a lot of time at home. So it's about utilizing the time we have outside of that, or even in your home. One thing I love, and I'm going to go on to how to get fit later, but I'll just add this one in. One of the pensioners who I'm tutoring at the moment in Betfair Trading, he actually has one of those like little bike things that you put under your feet. They're kind of just the pedals, and he literally just does that whilst he's trading, or whilst he's, you know, listening to a podcast like this or learning Betfair Trading. And I love that, right? I love kind of just the ingenuity of going, yeah, I'm sitting at my desk all day, but I'm sure as hell not going to get unfit doing so. So I love that. Why get fit? Right, because you might be sitting there going, okay, Martin, we all know fitness is good for you. I get told this all the time. You know, we've seen the marketing, we've seen the adverts, stuff like that. Why get fit? For your Betfair trading. And I'll tell you why, right? Have you ever noticed that when you do some good exercise and you come to your PC or you come to your computer, you feel a bit calmer? You might be pumped up from your workout, but you're kind of like, you're just ready. You feel more in the zone. I certainly do, and I can only really speak for myself, but I know this is true for others because others have told me that when you do that, you feel in the zone. So one thing I like to do is I like to get my workout in early doors. You know, so often I'll do it, you know, I'll do the school run, whatever, and then I'll go straight to the gym. You know, and you don't have to, this is the other thing about doing exercise, it doesn't have to be particularly long, right? I've found that I can do like a 15, 20 minute workout, and that's plenty for me. And my body will change and I'll get much healthier really quickly just doing that. And it doesn't even have to be cardio. If you're not feeling cardio that day, maybe you just want to go and push a few weights. But that will help you get you going. It will get your blood going. That will get things going, muscles going that you might not have used in years. And you'll find that actually you feel better. And when you come to the computer screen, when you're doing a Betfair trade, you want to feel as good as possible, right? Because the moment you come there and you're depressed, you're lethargic, and I've had that, you know, when I wasn't exercising, I felt that way. You know, I was putting on weight, wasn't looking attractive, all this stuff. Actually, I found that my trading suffered because of it. And I think that's quite a common theme. So it's a really good idea to just try and get fit. You take your losses on the chin more. So one thing that I do often is I won't even check my Betfair trading balance from the day before until I get back from the gym. Reason being, I know I'm going to be in a better mood. So, you know, if I have a bad loss, I mean, I think a couple of days ago, I had like a 15-point loss in one day from my set and forget strategies. You know, variance can be a beep, can't it? But I was like, okay, cool. Let's move on to today. Now, the fact is, a lot of you guys, if you had that same situation, would get stuck. You know, if you'd lost 15 points, you'd be like, oh my God, that's the end of the world, blah, blah, blah. And if you're using sensible staking, it's really not. Because you know it'll recover if you've got a good strategy, which I do. So that's one of those things. But it's much easier to understand and process that with a healthy mind. If your mind's feeling unhealthy, it can be very difficult. You know, if you're sitting there, I mean, let's say you've had a few beers the night before, you've had a takeaway pizza. Not that I would ever do this, but you know, we all do it occasionally, right? Some of us probably more than we should. And we get up the next day, we feel bloated, you know, we feel a bit sick. We come to the computer screen and we see we're 15 points down. I mean, we might start chasing losses. We might start making really big. That's when it will start to really cost you. If you really then start to chase that loss and go, well, I'm going to go and put, you know, the rest of my bank on this selection tonight and try and recover that instantly. And so it really does help you take, well, at least it helped me take losses on the chin a lot better. And that's really important, because if you are someone who struggles with bad discipline, you need to find ways that you can actually accept losses as much as possible. But think about it. If you get fit, you've got a more clear thinking and healthier mind. And when you're Betfair trading, what is the key? What is it? Because ultimately, if you broke it all down, you'd kind of have two keys to Betfair trading. One would be finding value in the Betfair markets, and the second one would be making good decisions. And so if you've got a healthier mind, you're going to be able to make better decisions. I can go and look at the Betfair trading community software with a healthy, clear mind and go, okay, what games are on today? Okay, let's look at this game. Oh, interesting. This game looks like unders happen 60% of the time, but Betfair is giving me odds of evens. Cool. I might look at that for a trade. And that looks like potentially a good angle. And I can come and I can look at stats and I can do all these things with a really clear mind. I'll give you a really kind of clear example of this, where let's say I've had one of those nights where I've had a takeaway pizza or whatever, I've been eating really badly. I'm not really one for drinking particularly, nothing against it, just I don't really do it that much. And so that's not really an issue with me. My issue is fast foods, you know, stuff like that. You know, sweet, sugar, oh, desserts, chocolate. I am terrible. Ice cream for all that stuff, pizza. And so after a few days of that, I then went for a swim, just part of my weekly routine. I could only do half the lengths I normally do. And I was like, this is mad. Like, I've rested. There's no other reason. The only difference is, if you want to look at the difference, the only difference was the unhealthy eating. And that really knocked me back. And then that kind of knocks you back for the rest of the day. So one of the things you want to do is make sure that you're trying to keep your mind healthy. Keep it clear. Look, if you want to have a treat, maybe do it after you've done your Betfair trading. If you want to do that, because ultimately, you want to be coming here as fresh as possible, because you want to make the best decisions that you can. And that's something I really stress on this podcast, is that a healthier mind will lead to better decisions. And I think we know that. I think we understand and accept that. But that's really important with Betfair trading, because it's all well and good for me to tell you, well, you need to have a plan. You need to have a strategy that works. And then you need to follow the process of winning at Betfair trading, because I think anyone can do that. The problem is, I need you to make those decisions, and I need you to make those decisions well and do it yourself, because I can't place the trades for you. And so what you'll find is that if you're not making those good decisions, you will get distracted. You know, and I was like this back in the day, so I know and I understand that. You know, I'm certainly not having to go at anyone who makes bad decisions. But what I'm saying is that there were days when I remember once betting on beach football, for goodness sake. I didn't have a clue about beach football. It was ridiculous. But that's the perfect example of not coming with a healthy mind, maybe trying to chase some losses, or maybe just being desperate to bet on something and not having the wherewithal and the clearness of mind to go, no, I shouldn't be betting on this. I shouldn't be trading on this. And, you know, like I say, fitness is key. So let's go on to how to get fit, because I think this is a really important one. Because we all know, and we've all heard of Joe Wicks, we all know about fitness and getting fit. One thing I don't think we really think much about is it with, in terms of Betfair trading. You know, if you want to improve your Betfair trading strategies, then we know we kind of need to get fit. We need to have that healthy mind. But how are we going to do that? And how? What's the best way of doing that as a Betfair trader? Now, I've mentioned a little bit about my routine, and I'll go through that a bit here. Obviously, the number one thing is exercise. Okay, so I go to the gym and I swim and I go in the sauna and I try and do that 4 to 5 times a week. Unless I'm ill, I will generally do that 4 times a week at least. And I find that really helps me. That really sets me up for the day ahead. It makes me feel good, okay? But you might be sitting there going, God, man, that sounds a lot of effort, or I don't want to buy a gym membership, stuff like this. But do you know what? If you're struggling above all else with it, just go for a little walk. You know, if you get out there for 5-10 minutes walk, that is 5-10 minutes. Here's the way to think about it. That is 5-10 minutes you haven't done otherwise. That is plus. That is a plus category. You will feel a bit better. And you can extend that after time. Maybe you'll get into it. Maybe you'll find a love for it. You know, and I wasn't that keen on the gym, but I've got into the gym because I've started swimming. I do quite enjoy swimming. And again, if you've got aching joints like I have, and you know, I used to play a lot of tennis, but I've had to kind of cut back on that because of all the twists and turnings done my knee in. Well, I find that swimming is a great thing for that, because whether it's breaststroke or front crawl, you will find a technique that probably doesn't impact you as much as other things. You know, because obviously with my knees, things like tennis, running, all that kind of stuff isn't that great on it. But swimming, because of the low impact, I find brilliant. But even if it's just a case of getting out there and having a walk, you know, that is so much better. And you might go, oh, I don't know, half hour walk, that sounds like, all right, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, literally anything you can do is better than nothing. You know, and I go in the pool, and if I'm struggling, if I'm not feeling good, I go and do 10 lengths. Normally I want to do at least 20, then that's still 10 lengths better than not going that day. And there's days, you know, there's days where I wake up and I feel a bit bloated, I feel sick, right? But I still go down there. I still go down there and get it done because I know, well, I'll be back soon. It doesn't have to be for long. And doing anything is better than doing nothing. And just getting in, sometimes just getting into the gym makes you do something, right? So it's just getting yourself there. And then once you're there, no matter how you're feeling, you know, I find you generally do a half decent workout anyway. One thing that Ryan and Adam do, and they've built one of these in their back garden, is ice baths. Oh, not quite my cup of tea. It's funny because I was talking to them last week and I was talking about how I'm feeling good, doing all this extra exercise, and they were saying, oh, you'll be in the ice baths with us soon, because they've been really into the exercise thing, you know, since Betfair Trading Community began. You know, and I mean, if you've seen Adam, he is the size, probably like the equivalent of the Incredible Hulk, you know, in human form. You know, it's quite funny. He's a big tough guy. I wouldn't mess with him. But yeah, he's been big into the working out. I think he has a home gym, but they both have ice baths at their home. Now, that's not my cup of tea, but they swear by that stuff. So that might be something you want to, because at the end of the day, right, even if you didn't want to do any exercise, we can all get into an ice bath. Right, we can all at least get into it. Now we might get you might be like me and just get straight the hell out of there after 1 second, but we can all do that, right? And again, a bit like the walking, right? If your legs can move, and I have a lot of knee problems, you know, my dad has really, really bad knee problems, but even he does a little bit of cycling, you know, because that doesn't hurt his knees. Find the thing that doesn't hurt you, that doesn't affect you too much, and go and do it. Whether that's swimming, walking, cycling, whatever. You know, I think I've got these things at the gym now, haven't they? They're almost like ski things where people are just doing their arms like exercise, but like cardio with their arms. There's so many different ways you can do cardio and get a little bit healthier now. But one of my big tips is make sure you leave the house every day. This was a cardinal sin of mine until I got a Fitbit. Right? I'll say we're not sponsored by anyone, by the way, on this podcast. Pretty obvious, but, you know, so I will mention a couple of brand names quite happily. But I got Fitbit and I wanted to do those 10,000 steps a day because I was like, do you know what? After a while, I realized there's actually days where I barely move. Like, you know, I'm becoming like a walrus or something. And there's days where I barely move. And you don't want to get into that situation. Make sure to leave the house every day. Even if it's just to go to like the corner shop, or even if it's just to go, you know, round the block, but make sure you do it. Now, it's not a big issue for me now because obviously with kids, you know, you're out all the time, but make sure you're leaving the house every day, because if you're staying indoors every day, it just really isn't good for you. You need to get out there, get some fresh air, if anything else, you know, get some vitamin D when the sun's out, you know, if anything else, but make sure you're doing something. Like I say, limit what you eat. can be really good. Now, I'm not a big fan of like fad diets. So one thing I do is I get Huel. You might have heard of Huel. It's like, it's basically a complete meal, but in milkshake form. And what I like about it is that it is complete. You know, it gives you a bit of what you're supposed to have every single day. It gives you a bit of everything. Now, I find it really hard with my diet to go, well, what are the right things that I should be eating? You know, making sure I'm getting every single vitamin that I'm recommended to get every day, all that kind of stuff. This does it for me. And it's not cheap, but it's not expensive. And if it replaces one meal a day, I think I pay about 50 quid a month for the black protein one. And that replaces one meal a day for me all month. So, I mean, what does that work out? About £1.60, something like that, a meal, which is pretty normal for what you're probably spending, well, at least. I mean, especially if someone like me would have got the odd takeaway, things like that. You know, I'm seeing the saving in my shopping budget. But what's more important than any of that stuff is that I feel more energized, I feel better, I know that I'm getting the nutrients that I need, at least a bit of it, right? Whereas before, there's some things I'm probably getting next to nothing of. I didn't eat a ton of vegetables. I don't really like eating a ton of vegetables. It doesn't excite me. So this really helped with me. But you know, limit what you eat. You know, eat protein foods if you want. I mean, one of the foods I eat quite a lot now is just like beans on toast with bacon and an egg on top. And I'll have 3 rounds of that, right? Because at the end of the day, that's not crazy high in bad foods. It's high in protein. And again, but it's not the healthiest thing. It's not like someone go, wow, that's really healthy. It's more about what finding works for you. And I have that works for me. I have fuel. I'll have like a chicken dinner with some like sweet potato fries, some Nando's sauce on it. And again, that's actually a pretty healthy meal. Maybe one of those sweet corn rolls with it as well. And that's the kind of stuff I like to eat. But it's about, you know, and it's not like I'm eating tons of veg. It's not like I'm eating mega healthy. It's just finding what works for you, but limiting it. If you know, one of the things that I've found really helpful is trying not to eat after 6 p.m. Get that meal in as quickly as you can after work. If you still, you know, if you work an office job, it's not easy, but maybe just say it for you like 7-8. But eating just before bed is one of the worst things. It also knocks me out for the next morning, I find, if I do that. So again, I'll struggle in my workout the next day if I eat late at night. There's some really simple steps, right? And you guys might know of some of them that are good, but let's think about it in terms of Betfair trading. You know, I don't want to be lethargic when I'm Betfair trading. I don't want to feel sick when I'm Betfair trading. I don't want to be bloated while I'm Betfair trading. I don't want to feel like I need a nap while I'm Betfair trading. You know, if you've got a live trade, and I've had this before, and you feel like napping because you've just eaten a massive takeaway pizza, then probably not the best thing for your Betfair trading, right? And that's what we're bringing it all back to, because that's the ultimate focus of this, is that this fitness will inspire you and hopefully get you trading better at Betfair and improve your Betfair trading strategies. Okay, so the last point I'm going to make here is you can get inspired. You know, you can get inspired by Betfair trading community. You know, me, Ryan and Adam, we all go to the gym, we all work out, we all try and keep healthy, we all kind of lead quite disciplined lives. And seeing successful traders do that, I think, is quite inspiring. You know, part of the reason I got into it was Ryan and Adam. They've always been into it, and that got me into it. And I'm really pleased that it did, because it's had a massively positive impact on my life. You know, we have fitness guys on the forum. We have people that like to keep fit and stay fit. So surround yourself with people. But also, from the Betfair trading point of view, surround yourself with other traders working towards the same goals. You know, the reason Betfair trading community works well, the reason you can have a healthier mind, is because you're working with people who are trying to do the same thing. You're working with people who have learned to have healthier minds. You're also working with people who are in the same position as you if you're a rookie trader and you're brand new to it. So you're working with all these different types of people, but you kind of understand and get how to do it. And it can help keep you on track. You know, if I'm on the forum and I'm speaking to someone, I'm going, this is my plan, I'm much more likely to stick to that plan because I've written it down than I would be if I didn't. And that's a statistical fact. You can look that stuff up. So surround yourself with other traders working towards the same goals, and you really will be able to feel the impact of that. All right, guys, if you've enjoyed this podcast, say the word FIT, F-I-T, in the comments. And make sure, as I said before, to subscribe so you don't miss any. I hope this has helped you guys. I hope this will inspire you to try and get a little bit more healthy if you're not already. I know some of you will be like, well, I'm already a gym buff. I don't need any help. You know, and there's going to be a lot of people listening to this who are far healthier than me. I know that. But the point is, it's about getting out there and doing something. And it's about surrounding yourself with the right people. And it's about being part of a community like Betfair Trading Community, because it's so much easier to do that when you're part of something like this. All right, guys, I hope you have a great week. But most importantly of all, I hope you get some fitness in.